This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
92.5 WBE, Rochester's new country. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Hope is telling us her adventure on vacation. And it wasn't all funny games. Wasn't all great selfies. There was a part of, what is it, hand grabbing?
Grab hands.
Grab hands.
I don't think that I look that suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
From Parks and Rec, of course, there. Don't be suspicious. What is this all when you're going through, like, TSA and stuff like that?
Hey, lady, step over here.
Oh, boy. What happened?
So, you know, you go through, put your arms up, go right through the scanner, come out. The woman's talking about what color she wants to dye her hair. So I'm not really, like, paying attention. I'm like, oh, she's just going through the motions. Well, I get in trouble. So I step out, and she's like, ma'am, don't go anywhere. She's continuing to have a conversation about dyeing her hair. She's searching my bun. Then she's searching my hoodie.
Wait, hang on a second. Bun, you mean hair.
Yes.
She's grabbing your hair bun. What do you got in there?
I'm like, I have like two hairs on my head. My hair is so thin. I'm like, what? There's like a full like circle. Like a camera could go in here. It's so open. Then doing my hood. I think I'm good. I go to leave. And she's like, ma'am, stand still. She frisks down my calves. I was like,
what?
I know I've been working out a lot, but I don't think it looks like I'm packing anything in there.
Dang.
Frisk your calves.
I've never had my hair searched. Ever.
And you have a full lion's mane.
Yeah, I do. For sure. Wow. Just had to be something that set the red flags.
I don't think I look suspicious. But then, so I get through that. I'm waiting for my bag to come through. And then I see that it goes away from me to pick it up. And it goes for someone to search it. I'm like,
uh-oh.
What's wrong with my bag now?
Uh-oh.
She's like, ma'am, do you have anything fragile in here? It's like, no, but everything's packed so tightly. And if you go through it, I'm not going to be able to get it all back in exactly the way it was.
Right.
Like, which probably sounds suspicious. And I'm asking you to not unpack my bag. It's just all very tightly in there. She goes through and my frother set off an alarm, this big metal apparatus in there.
Wait, the coffee frother that you use every morning?
Yeah, my coffee frother. How am I supposed to go anywhere without it?
You just do. You use a spoon and you stir stuff. That's why.
Why would I do that when I have a frother?
Were you trying to take this thing onto a carry-on?
Yes, it was in my carry-on. I need it.
That's what you get then. Yeah.
Coffee frother.
Yeah.
You know what you should have done? Unguard. What do they think you're going to do with this thing?
I don't know, but it looks suspicious just sitting here looking at it.
As soon as she saw it, she started laughing.
Yeah.
She's like, you're free to go, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's like.
And then she wrote a report. I was
frothed by a
consumer coming through the line. That is so crazy. That got you suspicious.
So now when we see the new posters at the airport that say, you know, no liquids above this, no that, no electronics, and no frothers. We know why. This genius over here.
We were just talking about Hope on her vacation through TSA. She gets stopped because of the coffee frother that we hear buzzing every morning. I remember many years ago, my wife and I were over in Hawaii, and we were going from the main Big Island over to Maui. So it was a little plane hopper. You still had to go through security and everything. Big Samoan security, TSA back in the day. And they go, "You, come here." "What?" And they pull out my wife's bag, who kept walking. I was being a gentleman waiting for her bag. And in it was a breast pump for breast milk. And they're like, and they pull it out. "What is this?" And they're like humiliating me in front of everybody. "What is this?" I go, "It's my wife's here." And my wife turns and keeps walking away from me. "Really, sir? She doesn't seem like she's your wife." And she's like gone, and everyone's laughing at me. That was hard to explain. Ah, man. The frisk afterwards was a little rough, too. Whew. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
When we're traveling. 92.5 WBEE. Vince Gill's coming to Kodak Center, and we got tickets for you to win with the world's easiest contest. 92.5 WBEE. All you got to do is listen and be call number 19. I mean, we'll tell you the answer. We make it that easy. Swung by my friend Tiffany's house last night. Just turned 49 years young. Her husband there, three kids, 23, 21, 19, and some beer, some pizza, some birthday cake. And all of a sudden she goes, "It's my birthday. I feel like doing shots. You in, Bo?" I don't let people drink alone, especially when it's on their birthday. So she goes to the refrigerator. Disappointed, slams the door. "Who did it?" Looking around. "Who did it? Who got into mama's vodka?" Husband's shaking his head. "What?" Kids are like, "What?" She's like, "It's frozen. That means you drank the vodka and you put the water in there and it froze." I'm sitting there like, ooh, look at the CIS exploding right in front of me in investigation. Because you know vodka can be in your freezer for all times.
Right.
Right? You put water in there, it freezes.
Yeah.
The husband's like, "It ain't me. I buy my own."
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vodka. One of the daughters goes, "Wow, I didn't know water would freeze." It was you. She ratted herself out.
Got into mama's vodka.
Yeah, all disappointed there. So a trick. Not that we're encouraging you to get into mama's vodka, but You replace with water, it's going to freeze and mess it all up.
Oh, that's older than old. It's not like anything new. Kids were doing that.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as vodka was invented, right? Pretty sure that's what everybody's done for all of time.
But statute of limitations. When I was a teenager, we had some fun, and being over a friend's house, the dad always marked the bottle. Mm-hmm. So then we'd add water to bring it up to back up to the water line. But yeah. If it wasn't in the freezer, you really didn't know until you tasted it. It might have tasted watered down, but it was the frozen bottle that gave her up. Just to let you know, be careful with Mama's vodka. She ain't happy, especially on her birthday. She made her daughter go buy another bottle of vodka. Let's make it part of the world's easiest contest. Call number 19-585-252-WBEE to see Vince Gill at the Kodak Center. Oh, so close. That's going to be a great show. Him and his guitar. Can't wait. Can't wait. All you got to do is let us know why the daughter got caught. Why did Mama know she was the one that stole the vodka? Because she put water in it and it froze in the freezer. That's all you got to tell us if you call number 19 and you win the tickets. Steal tickets up for grabs right now. Judy, call number 19, the world's easiest contest. So my friend Tiffany, celebrating her birthday, opens up the freezer and her kids got into her vodka. How did she know?
There's water in there and it was frozen.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
That's right, Judy. Judy, you are going to go spend an evening with Vince Gill at Kodak Center May 8th.
Nice.
Judy, who are you going to take with you?
Probably my daughter.
Oh, mother, daughter, Vince Gill. It's going to be a great night, and we'll have more of these tickets to win tomorrow. Right now, though, tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE, of course. And I love the B Morning Coffee Club.
Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow and producer Hope. And do you feel like you sleep in that same side of the bed every night? Because I'm trying to get to my wife's side. She won't let me.
No, that's her side.
That's her side. But no. It's closer to the bathroom. Well, I'd rather sleep on that side so I don't interrupt her in the middle of the night.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
At this point, it's established.
Yeah.
I'm on the right side of the bed always. We go to a hotel.
Wait,
stay somewhere. I'm on the right side of the bed.
So is it... If I'm facing the bed, it's the right, or you're laying down on your
left? You're laying down, and I'm on the right.
Okay, you're on the right.
Steve's got the left, no matter where we are. You got to be to the left. I'm the right of the bed. So we turn our mattress because it's a memory foam.
Okay.
So we turned it, and it's like we got a brand new mattress. Because his side, I always end up falling into his side.
Sliding in, yeah. You know, it's funny. My wife and I are the opposite. On our backs, I'm always on the right. She's always on the left, even when we go to hotels. That's what's crazy about it.
It's like not even discussed.
No, it's not.
it's just an automatic.
When I try to wiggle my way over, oh, there it is. Gloves are off. Yeah. Get back over
there.
Who
do you think you are?
And I wonder why we pick sides like that. Like, I'm trying. Maybe it's closer to the heater. Maybe during the summertime, it's closer to the, you know, window being open, so it's cooler.
I don't know.
Fan. But I'm trying to get close to the bathroom so I don't interrupt her. Maybe I shouldn't drink so much water at night. That might be my problem. I'm constantly drinking water.
It's weird because the few times I have been stuck on the left-hand side, I haven't slept right. Like, something's wrong. It's stupid. I don't know why, but it's dumb. Like, it's just messes me all up.
And Hope, you got the whole bed to yourself, so do you sleep on the left or the right? Or?
Oh, you know, I'm in the middle, laying out like a star. Well, you know, because I am a star, so I have to sleep that way.
Come on.
Stop. Why? Now I'm jealous.
It's too much.
Jealous starfish. Got the whole bed yourself all spread out like that. You know, why? Is there science behind it? I don't know. And we don't like to change. Like, you're stuck on your side, my wife's stuck on her side, and some are stuck right in the middle, like a starfish. How about you? What is your favorite side, and do you have a reason for it? Let us know. 585-252-WBE. 92.5 WBE. You got the B Morning Coffee Club. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Jen. How are you?
Hey, Jen. We're doing great. Isn't it weird how we seem to go to the same side of the bed every night? What side's yours?
Yeah, so I sleep on the side that's away from the door, and that kind of leads into my theory. So the theory is that the protector of the household is closest to the door.
They're going to take them first?
No, they're going to defend you,
right,
TJ.
Right, right.
You hope they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, right. They're going to take them first so I can run.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
That's the theory.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did that theory play out for you guys?
You're right. I'm closest to the door. I'm the protector in the middle of the night.
I'm closest to the door. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bust your theory. I mean, I will protect us, of course.
When you haven't had your cup of coffee in the morning, you are
Look
quite
out.
Scary.
Don't
you,
wake me up.
Yeah, you'll probably be protecting yeah. Steve, your husband, more than he would protect
I
you.
I got a bat.
Yeah. I like that theory. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.